When COVID-19 hit, the city of Phoenix was preparing to pass a new budget. The pandemic and recession created major uncertainty. The person guiding much of the conversation during the first critical months was then-budget director Jeff Barton. Through our Q&AZ reporting project, a listener who was impressed with Barton's performance at a public meeting asked to know more about his background. And here's what KJZZ's Christina Estes found out.
Less than a month into the pandemic, Jeff Barton told Phoenix council members,
"We're flying a little bit blind."
All he knew then was a $28 million surplus had just disappeared. What remained unknown, how big a deficit Phoenix would face going into a new fiscal year just 3 months away.
"I'm going to give an honest answer. That may not be the politically correct answer. It may not always be the right answer that they want to hear. But I'm going to give the honest answer."
Speak the truth. It was a lesson Barton learned living in Pennsylvania with his grandmother.
"My grandmother is she's my shining star. She's my angel. She passed 2 years ago. My grandmother only had like a sixth grade education. My grandfather was pretty much totally illiterate. But they understood the importance of education."
And history. Barton is a direct descendant of abolitionist leader Frederick Douglass, and he can trace family members who served in the 54th Massachusetts Infantry Regiment, the Union Army's first African-American regiment in the Civil War. The unit was featured in the 1989 movie Glory. Visiting battlefields from the Civil and Revolutionary Wars is a passion Barton and his wife share with their three children.
You're on this hallowed ground where people gave their life fighting for a cause, right? But it's almost like you're paying tribute, paying respect to these people that one way or another they paved the way, especially for, you know, African Americans. You talk about the Civil War. Had that war not been fought and had it not turned out the way it did, had big industry not been in the North, you know, theoretically there could still be slavery today.
Around City Hall, Barton is known for seeing the big picture and nailing the details without having to shuffle through a bunch of papers. Here's how Mayor Kate Gallego reacted during a meeting when Barton rattled off various figures in response to a question.
"That was impressive recall. Thank you.
Numbers stick in the head."
As city leaders prepared to vote on a budget last June, Councilman Sal DeCiccio called Barton the best budget director Phoenix has ever had.
"I mean, your numbers are insanely correct. I mean, they're within just a matter of just a few percentage points. That just doesn't happen anywhere in the country. I mean, anywhere."
To appreciate the praise, you need to understand that as budget director, Barton got support from a council made up of fiscal conservatives, moderates, and progressives.
"I try not to play politics. I'm comfortable with anybody. I'm comfortable with, you know, the from people with lesser means to the people that are, you know, are filthy rich. I think I can span a lot of ground."
His personal story impacts his professional life every day. Like when the council approved federal coronavirus relief funds to provide tablet computers and internet access for kids living in the city's public housing developments.
"And this is one that I particularly enjoy this because I grew up in public housing for 18 years of my life. So this is something that I really find very exciting."
Growing up without a father in his life, Barton decided early in his career to put family first.
"I made sure to take time to be a father, go to school events and things like that. But in doing that, I was able to kind of nurture my career. You know, it's like when you're cooking. You know, if you rush your cooking, it's not going to have proper seasoning. So I feel like my career is kind of similar to cooking. I took the time to deliberately season my career."
Today, his kids are in high school and college, and the 47-year-old has been promoted to deputy city manager. Barton no longer crafts the budget. Now he oversees the budget department, along with several others. And he's responsible for making sure Phoenix properly spends nearly $300 million in federal coronavirus funds. When the pandemic ends, Barton predicts people will see Phoenix as an example.
"I think we'll be one of the cities that looks as a kind of a beacon and a shining star at the end of all of this. We did things the right way."
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.